Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Maximizing Moments Morning Show, where we meet in the mix to share a daily inspirational boost. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Great day, everyone. Truly hope you are enjoying your day on today. Today's episode, we're going to talk about being liberated from within. Being liberated from within. It's inspiring to take hold of your dreams and visions from within. No more living without the promises of God in your life because you are not digging from within. This is something that's been very powerful to me just in these last couple of weeks here. God has really been speaking about being liberated from within. Many of the strongholds that you see people experiencing that are great, wonderful people of God, people who are called to greatness, people who has a vision, people who have everything locked up on the inside of them. And what I mean by locked up on the inside is simply if you have strongholds, you are locked up on the inside. One of those is so apparent, which is unforgiveness, not being healed, not being whole. Things that may have happened in different seasons of your life from childhood all the way to adulthood to where you are now. There are things that keep you locked up that you cannot experience the full release in what God, the ultimate release that God wants to bring into your life. When we talk about breakthrough, it's another word for release. When we talk about God giving you the victory, that is a release. That is a release. And so when you are not digging from within, look, you are the good ground. On the inside of you are the treasures. And you have to dig within. Maybe, what if it's in those locked places that you have created as strongholds by not letting go, whether it's fear, whether it's rejection, whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's just not being able to see past what you've experienced before. Our paradigms are shaped by not only our perception, but from our past experiences. You have to put yourself in places that you've never gone. You have to do things that you've never done in order for you to begin to see life in a panoramic view. God wants to give you a panoramic view of your destiny. And so in talking about that, we're going to talk about the vision from within. Because you, in order for you to see clearly, you are a sum total. What you see is a sum total of you. And when you are in a place of being liberated, when you're in a place of being able to just be free on the inside, it enables you to see clearly. You can see to the pure, all things are pure. Your eyes can be open to things that never been open to before when you are liberated from the inside out. Living in your true identity, just living in who God created you to be. Listen to other people, and you can, sure enough, you can take advice from others that God has given to you to be mentors and to be coaches and to be your leader. But your ultimate victory is on the inside of you. The ultimate victory is on the inside of you. You have to see within you who you are created to be and give yourself permission to become who God created to be. Why is it so easy to believe what others say about you, but you won't believe the one who actually created you? Why is it so easy, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, to believe what everybody else says about you instead of the one who created you, that knows the true you, and can give you the clear view? And so when we talk about being liberated from the inside out, you have to begin to release yourself from all these different strongholds, whether it's patterns of thinking, whether it's patterns of habits that you have created that you hadn't even thought about. You have to get into a place where you are truly liberated, because you will not experience the victory you're looking for, and you will not walk in your authenticity until you understand who you were truly created to be. Come against every demonic entity. Don't override where God don't abide. When God is done with a season in your life, when God it says this season is up, this season is complete, why are you trying to override where God doesn't abide? Open doors are sometimes what you call, they are doors not only to close chapters in your life. Open doors requires you to let those chapters close. There is no need to trip, because there are the windows of heaven that are pouring out opportunities you won't have room enough to receive if you can only believe. How would it be to walk on a path that has you walking in circles and never take the exit to go on to your destination? Listen, when you get on a freeway and you begin to drive on that freeway and you begin to proceed towards your destination, at some point you take an exit. You don't keep driving on that freeway and expecting to drive in circles. You are expecting to exit, even if you see a track and field and there's laps that you take. And even in taking those laps, eventually you take the exit so you can proceed on to your destination. There's no need to keep wandering in the wilderness. There's no need to keep going in circles. You simply complete what it is that God has spoken for you, and you go on, you move on to your destination. And why God needs to remove these revolving doors in your life, because it will keep you in these circles. When you have you ever walked into a building, and at its entrance, there are revolving doors. You step inside those doors, you walk through to your destination, and you don't think anything about it. You look at that revolving door as an entrance. Even though that revolving door is giving you the options to go in and go out, you don't keep going in and going out. Now, as a kid, you might have. You find it fun to get inside those revolving doors and keep going in and out. But as an adult, you get on that revolving door and you keep moving forward. You go on inside of them because you know you got somewhere to go. You got business to take care of. And also, you're not worried about who's walking out the door on the other side. You're not worried about their season is up for that. Listen, what you're walking into, maybe people are walking out of that season. You can't compare yourself to others. When you're walking into, when God is sending you to a destination, he have you walk into those revolving doors, you'll see people exiting. But just as you walk into a building that has a revolving door, you're not concerned about those who are leaving out that door. Only thing you're concerned about is reaching your destination. And so that's what the focus has to be. You have to be focused on reaching your destination. Part of being liberated from within is understanding that some people's time is up in a destination. It's time for them to exit that destination, but you have to stay focused and keep moving towards what it is that you are supposed to be doing. You have to stay focused to know that, listen, comparison is the thief to joy. And you may be walking into something that God has used other people to walk out of. You may be walking into a destination that if their season is up, they're done. Now it's your season. And so you can't compare yourself to others. Everybody's on different levels. So you have to be liberated from within to know that your vision is going to come to pass if you stay on the right path. You have to stay in a place of walking in. Even when you walk into that building, there's escalators. You usually have three options. You have escalators, you have elevators, and you have stairs. You choose three of those options, one of those three options as to which one you want to use to go to your next level. I can tell you if you spend time in prayer, you can spend time, less time, trying to figure things out. It will take less time because you can get insight from God instead of trying to lean to your own understanding. And you can take the escalator. You can take the elevator. God is trying to elevate you to your next level. He's trying to remove things that will be a hindrance. And part of that is to stop being in a place of not making decisions. Lack of decision making. To not make a decision is a decision. So when you are in a place, you're wondering, why am I in this season? Why do I keep wondering? Well, you're still at that revolving door. You have not made a decision whether you want to come in or you're going to leave out. You're still coming in and leaving out. You just keep going in circles and going in circles. You have not made a decision. You have to make a decision. To not make a decision is a decision. And guess what that decision is? It is to keep wandering. It's to keep wandering. And so you have to know that in this time where God is placing you in a place to not only make a decision, but to not blame others. When you are walking into that building with that revolving door, it's not a question to you as well. Look at that building as if it's your life. You're not concerned about, and I'm not talking about as far as death, because I do realize there are many in this nation that are mourning a death, but I'm speaking of losses as in relationships, different things that will fall off when you are walking through doors. You're not concerned about who leaving out those doors. Sometimes your next level requires other people to exit out while you're entering on. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay. I know it's not cool to take L's, but in order for you to enter into your next season well, you have to be cool with the L's. You have to be cool with taking the losses, because it's what makes the cross fit. And you have to be cool with taking the losses, because it's what makes the cross fit. Jesus Christ, who was the ultimate sacrifice, took L's for us so that we can be well. So you have to be in a place of being okay to know that even your next level may require for you to lose some people. It may require for you to just move on and see what the end is going to be, and know that it's all about walking in your true identity. So be encouraged to make that decision. To not make a decision is a decision. It will keep you wandering aimlessly and never walking into the person that you were created to be. You have to let God give you your destiny blueprint. When you are constantly going to others' event, and it's because it's a lack of time in prayer that is not well spent, you will find yourself on a path that is not meant. People will have you operating as someone you are not. When you are at home in your identity, you feel good about it. You are rejuvenated by it. You are regenerated by it. You are thriving in it because it's who you are. When you find yourself just like David going to slay Goliath, he could not put on a different armor. He had to use what he was used to. He had to use what he knew was true. He knew that it was not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. He was able to throw that smooth stone and hit the target dead on the target. And the Goliath was slain. And he knew it wasn't even about him. It was about who created him and who chose him. And so you have to be in a place of getting in the groove of who it is that you are created to be. That's when you thrive. When we talk about unstoppable momentum, you thrive when you're actually operating your identity. You flow in that thing. It's you. It's who you are. You don't have to worry about trying to fit. Now, I'm not talking about growth, because growth can be uncomfortable. Growth will challenge you until you go to your next level. But even in that, you still feel like who you are. You just feel like, you know what, I just got to do this a little bit better. I got to perfect those things, and God will perfect those things concerning me. But I know who I am, and I'm operating in that. But when you are trying to operate in someone else's armor, it will hinder you. It will weigh you down. It will cause you to be in a place to become tired when you shouldn't be tired. The only reason you're tired, because it's not the true you. And so you have to be in that place to know that simply looking for others' approval will give you God's disapproval. Your reward will be God's disapproval. You may have man's recommendations. You may have man's approval. You may have man's everything, the rewards that man could give you. But if it's not what God has for you, then you will find yourself being in a place of God disapproval. We're talking about operating in faith. We're talking about being liberated from within. You will never be your true self until you take your Bible, your prayers, and the true prophecies about you off the shelf. You will never become your true self until you take the Word of God, your prayers, and true prophecies for you off the shelf. Being liberated from within is living a life free from sin. Yes, we know the big sins and those you have to do in order to be liberated from within. But even greater than that, anything that is not a faith is sin. If God is speaking to you, if God is telling you, if God is beckoning you, if God is summoning you to do something that He created for you to do, and you not do it, it's a sin. When God gives you instructions, He provides you a panoramic view of your destiny. You have to think to yourself that it is truly meant for me. You have to be fully persuaded. I'm going to say again, why is it so easy for you to believe what others say about you, good, bad, or indifferent? But you won't believe what God says about you. He says you're the head and not the tail. He's calling you to lead, but you are still looking to be led. You're still needing to be fed. Like, okay, you know, you are a person at your mother's breast looking for your daily bread. It's time for you to move on to the strong me. It's time for you to stop looking at your life like a defeat. It's time for you to lead. It's time for you to go ahead and do what is God told you to do. Yes, you being led holds you to an accountability to those that God has entrusted into your life. Yes, you being led requires for you to be led by the Holy Ghost. But it does not mean that you are not called to lead. And so if He told you you are the lender and not the borrower, that means that you are the bank owner. You are the real estate investor. You are the business owner. You are the one to open the school. You are the one to start the ministry. You are the one to open the nonprofit organization. You are the one to do whatever it is that he has called you to be. But in order for you to walk in it, in order to see it, you have to be liberated from the inside out without a shadow of a doubt. You have to be in a place to know that the greater is within. Purpose is within you. It's not on the outside of you. Maybe the reason why you cannot see in clear view is because you are looking at what others are telling you to do. You have to dig from within. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for those who love him. So if eyes haven't seen it, ears haven't heard it, neither has it entered to their hearts, why are you looking to others to give you what's on the inside of you? You got to dig deep. You are the soul that God created. When God created Adam from the earth, he created him from dirt. He took something that's nothing and made it something. He took something from nothing and made it something. And so when you are in a place of knowing who you are created to be, you have to be able to see that God has put everything on the inside of you. You can't be looking at what others do. You got to be able to flow in the anointing that God has for you. You have to be able to be in a place that it's okay to be you. And it's more than okay. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. It's awesome. He put greatness on the inside of you. Dig deep. Dig within your heart and your soul and your mind. When we talk about a year of manifestation, it's a transformation where the caterpillar is becoming the butterfly so that it can fly. You have to be in a place of being okay with God creating you just this way. It's okay because the world needs you. The world is waiting on you. The world is calling you. The world needs you. The world has been created for you to move in your destiny, to move in everything that God has chosen for you to be. So I hope that you are encouraged and inspired and empowered to be everything that God created you to be. You got to dig within. There are some problems in the earth that hasn't been solved because you haven't dug from within. There are some things that needs to be moved, but it won't move until you dig within. There are some things that need to be created, but it won't happen until you dig within. There are some things that need to be built, but it won't happen until you dig within. There are some businesses that need to be open, but won't open till you dig within. There are some ministries that won't thrive until you dig within. There are some things that God has for you that's bestowed upon you that won't happen until you dig within. When we talk about perseverance, some of that perseverance is persevering from the inside out. What's on the inside of you? The only thing that's stopping you is you. The only thing that's stopping you is you. The only thing that's stopping you is you. Have you yet thought to think to yourself that I got to dig from within? Liberate it from the inside out. Don't worry about what's on the outside of you. Don't worry what you're going without, because without a shadow of a doubt, you will never have to go without again if you simply dig within. So I hope you are encouraged, inspired, empowered on today to dig within. And I will speak with you, the Lord is willing, on Monday morning. I want you to be inspired to do everything that's on the inside of you. Go and be great and have a blessed day. Remember, it's your time, it's your season, it's your reason, it's your year, and it is your decade to seize the opportunity. Have a blessed weekend.